When it comes to celebrity sleaze, we're the sleaziest.
It's the Big Dogs Hollywood Beat.
Well, tonight on CBS, Victoria's Secret Fashion Show Special airing. It's tonight. Tonight.
I guess I should have pulled up my Google Calendar.
Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande will take the stage. They will, of course, be wearing some interesting outfits to belt out their hits, although I'm sure you will not see Taylor Swift's belly button. She said she won't be wearing that. But they'll be wearing something appropriate for the show. And supermodels in lingerie will be walking down the runway. Ed Sheeran was asked to take part in it, and he talked about how he was worried that he'd be completely out of his element. You've seen Ed Sheeran. He's a little bit of an awkward ginger, and he has this wonderful voice, but he kind of has messy hair. He looks like he just kind of rolled out of bed most of the time that you see him. He's not really who you think of when you think of supermodels necessarily. And Ed Sheeran.
I want to hear his comments, but I want to tell you what. When I'm thinking about this, Ed Sheeran's the last thing on my mind.
I hear you. But they have performers, right? He said, of course.
They do?
He said yes when he was, for the show, for the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. Stop it. So he said, of course he was going to say yes, though he wasn't really sure what it entailed. They said, do you want to do the Victoria's Secret? Yes. Wait, what do I have to do? He was worried he wasn't going to have to, or he was going to have to prance around with a microphone and, you know, kind of be like a pop star, which he isn't. And let's hear what he had to say about it.
I saw like Bruno's performance and Taylor's performance, and they're very, very good performers with just a microphone. And if you take a guitar away from me, I turn into a very, very awkward Englishman on stage. So in my head, I was just like, I hope to God they give me a guitar so I don't look awkward. I'll still look awkward, but just not as awkward.
Again, not going to be looking at you.
I'm sure, though, he wants to perform well, and he's concerned.
Sure. At,
you know, there's a lot of pressure, probably, in a situation like that. Well, good luck. It is tonight, in case you want to tune in, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
Oh, we'll be there.
Sam Smith said that he begged his team to not book him on Saturday Night Live.
Why?
He said, don't. He just said he felt that it was just too early. He wasn't sure that he would do a great job, but he said that he was wrong, and it's been incredible, and that's how American audiences got to know him. He said that night people were recognizing him a little bit more, and some people in the U.S. had never heard of him, let alone heard him sing. And so it was hours. He said it was hours after you could really feel the change starting to happen. It was in New York, and it was surreal, and it was crazy. Another Englishman making his way here in the U.S. So
nice.
We'll have to see. He said, you know, he likes the idea of his career going in a wave. He's not worried about staying at the top. He's fine with being here for a minute, doing something else, coming back, doing something else. So he said, you know, he doesn't care as long as he's proud of the work. We hope he keeps doing that for a long time. Taylor Swift will also be performing tonight. Speaking of her, she is on the short list for Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Of course she is.
You think that's a good thing? I think some people were maybe like, really? A pop star is going to be your person of the year. I mean, you have presidents, you have popes, you have those kinds of people as person of the year, but Taylor Swift could take it.
She gets my vote.
She's...
Especially over those choices that you just gave me.
Well...
She gets my vote.
You have... On the short list, we have Vladimir Putin, the Russian president. You have NFL commissioner Roger Goodell. You have Apple CEO Tim Cook. The Apple CEO.
I know.
And then you also have the Ebola caregivers on the short list, too. So, I don't know. It's a little bit of a crazy thing that she doesn't seem to fit in with those people of Time Magazine's People of the Year. But we'll see what it comes down to.
She had it till you threw the whole Ebola thing in there.
Well... It looks like William and Kate had a good time at the Nets game.
Told you they would. Told you. Yesterday, Karina's like, do they really even like basketball? They just doing it because, you know, they're there. Like, I think they might enjoy themselves. They might have a nice time.
They probably would have a nice time. It's not too bad when you're sitting next to Jay-Z and Beyonce courtside.
See, they ran into some peeps. They ran in. They ran into the famous, the queen bee.
I think even if you are the prince and the duchess of York or whatever they are, I think that even Cambridge, sorry, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, I think even if you're those people, you're not necessarily hanging out with Jay-Z and Beyonce. You're hanging out with, well, you know, your grandma's friends, the queen's friends. They're not, you know, you're playing a lot of backgammon. You're not hanging out courtside at NBA games.
You know, I mean, maybe it was just luck of the draw that we were like, well, here's your seats, and they just happen to be next to Beyonce and Jay-Z's good seats, so they all, you know, hammed it up a little bit.
Apparently it was pretty fun, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, they're here. Like, they're kind of celebrities here too, like, you know, the prince and the princess, and she's pregnant again, they're gonna have another baby. And
did they dress normal, or did they have like their whole get up on when they came in?
They have very nice clothing,
right?
They have very nice clothing. I mean, you know, tailor-made. They're royals, right? So they're not wearing, like, I don't know,
did he have the hat and everything on?
No, I don't think he's wearing a hat.
Did they come in a horse and carriage?
That's so sweet. I kind of want that. I want them to show up in a horse and carriage every time.
Because I'm just saying, that kind of brings attention
horses
to the fact that you're there, you know?
Lots of cell phone pictures. Lots of pretty fun. You know, people were having a lot of fun with it. And of course, I'm sure there were about 1,000...
bodyguards?
Yeah, bodyguards. I was thinking like Secret Service, but I'm sure they call it something else.
Right.
Whatever the British version of that is for the Duke and Duchess. So anyway, it was a whole lot of fun. A lot of people were there with different gifts and things for them. So they were presented with two Cavaliers jerseys, one with George on the back for their son Prince George, and another one that had Cambridge written on the back.
Cool.
So it's pretty cool.
They
were treated well, and it was a whole lot of fun. And they're hanging out with, so apparently Jay-Z and Beyonce are friends with the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
And now they like basketball, I told you.
And in other weird news, Joaquin Phoenix dropped a bombshell last night on his show, or on his late night appearance with David Letterman. Let's hear what he had to say.
We started dating. And I think she's the one. I proposed to her and she said yes.
You proposed to her? So you're getting married?
Well, I mean, if everything works out, but yeah, it appears so far. So yeah, thank you very much.
So Joaquin Phoenix, as much as you can believe whatever he says, this could, I don't know, is this another, this might be wonderful. This might be a wonderful, true thing,
he
and
says
I hope it's
she's
true.
The one.
She's also, by the way, in case you missed the details, she's a yoga instructor, and that's how they met.
He was doing yoga.
He was doing yoga with her, and he said one of the moves that she was trying to teach him.
Probably the downward dog.
It was actually called harnessing the hog.
Really?
And he thinks
that's a good
she's
one.
The one.
Okay. See, I learned stuff on this show. That's two moves that I know from yoga now. I know the downward dog and harnessing the hog.
And by knowing...
Let me write these down.
You mean can identify when someone else is doing it.
Right.
And that is it for your Hollywood Beat this morning on K105.3.